Woke up in the morning.
Let's begin with a new segment, sure to win your hearts and minds over the next few years.
On the radio. Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West. Good morning.
This is Virgin Mornings.
Radiated through space.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Your new morning show. Morning show.
Hey, welcome to Thursday, November 26th.
Hey.
It's going to be 11 degrees today. It's already 7 and rainy. And it's going to be rainy all day today, but Friday, Saturday, Sunday. Not bad for a late November weekend. 7, 8, and 9 for the highs, and sunny all weekend long. You get through today, you get some sunshine back, start feeling that vitamin D again, and life is good. How's everybody doing?
I'm a little bit disappointed because my plan was to put up all my Christmas decorations this weekend.
Yeah.
And it's going to be hard to do that when it's sunny and nice out.
Oh,
I was really hoping it'd be terrible.
Yeah.
You know what? I believe in you, TJ.
I think I'll find a way.
You can find a way,
guys,
my darling.
Will he persevere? I believe he can. I believe he can. So some really interesting stuff coming out about this weekend / the Grammys controversy. Yes. Drake weighed in, and I think he is hinting at something. We'll talk about that after just a little after 6:30. But there's something going on with what Drake said that you're really going to like.
Yeah.
And most things with Drake, he's got a good idea.
Yes.
In the meantime, let's check in with the crew. TJ, what's on your mind?
Yesterday, I did some groceries, and it was the first time I've gone since Lockdown 2, the sequel, started. I went to the Loblaws, Queens Quay, and Laura Jarvis.
Yeah.
And my cashier, his name was Travis, was the nicest, most positive person I think I've spoken to in months.
Really?
So
doesn't make
so
a difference,
rad.
Doesn't it?
Right?
He was so, so nice. Like, he's like, I'm just going to double bag the stuff for you because these things always break. And he was just like asking how our day was and like genuinely listening.
And they have every reason in the world to not be nice because they're putting up with a lot, right?
And I asked him, like, how's it been? Like, with everything? He's like, people have been a little bit short.
Yeah.
And I just felt so bad because he's like, he's just there doing his thing. And he's so nice to my girlfriend and I. Like,
now, which store is it one more time?
Loblaws and Queens Quay and Laura Jarvis.
Beautiful.
His name's Travis.
Beautiful Loblaws.
He's an absolute beauty, and I hope he's having a great day.
And free parking. We love that. Jax, what's up with you?
Just continuing the shout-outs, I guess. Yeah, I want to give a shout-out to Lindsay McCray, who is an Emerge nurse. And all of her Emerge nurse friends, because she messaged me last night and said that that she listens to the show every morning on her drive, and that all the nurses are hanging out. This is an Ajax, so she said they have a little party and dance. So I love that.
Right, I love that.
And just shout out to all the frontline workers.
Amazing.
Right now, still
Jesse,
giving it.
If you don't shout someone out, you're fired.
No, I am not going to shout someone out.
What are you
There's
doing?
There's been enough shout outs this morning. I want to talk about J-Lo.
Because
J-Lo is dropping
a
new single tomorrow. It's called In the Morning. But that's not what's making news. What's making news is her naked body on Instagram.
Yeah.
Because she is 51 years old and doesn't look a day over 19.
Yeah.
She
it
is
ridiculous.
Beautiful. And she's worked
incredible.
She's worked so hard.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
That bum.
I know.
Oh, my God.
It's like
God.
An Adam Wilde butt. It's so nice.
I have a perky bum, but that is a bum. I've never seen a bum.
That's an Adam Wilde bum.
Yeah,
and
no,
I love his bum.
That's a J-Lo bum,
that's
man.
A J-Lo
that's
bum.
Just one and only.
It goes J-Lo, then Adam, and Adam's in a close second.
You know what? It's so funny. The reaction to that picture is universal. It was holy bleep good for her. You've got it. If you haven't seen this picture, go on Instagram. It's everywhere this morning.
Yeah.
You've got to see it. She looks incredible. I'm excited to hear that song, too.
Yeah, me too.
She's been putting out some good music lately. We'll see.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario just released official guidelines for spending the holidays with your family. Doug Ford announced yesterday at his presser, we're asking everyone to please stick to your own household when celebrating. Avoid big holiday parties or large family dinners to help us stop the spread of this deadly virus, which, to be fair, is not surprising.
Mm-hmm.
The one exception to this rule applies to those who live alone. Such Ontario residents can, quote, consider exclusively celebrating with one additional household as a safe way to spend the holidays. Hey, Lorde is releasing a book about a trip to Antarctica she took. You know, it's only been 3 years since she released new music, but yay for books.
Lorde.
It's called Going South, and it's available for pre-order now. It's a soft cover book which features writing and photos, and it chronicles a trip Lorde took to Antarctica in early 2019. She wrote, "The continent has fascinated me since I was old enough to read. It started to interest me again in recent years as my environmental awareness went up and up, and questions about how to change my personal and professional footprints on this earth occupied much of my time."
Oh, good to see you. She's busy.
Yeah.
Cool.
Yeah, it rubs me the wrong way because she was recently off social media for many, many months, probably writing this book, and she just said that she was off social media because it was hard to see how hard the world is. And I was like, oh, okay. Quite the privilege right there.
I think I think what it is that some artists become artists and then it's really hard to follow up your first album.
Yeah.
And then you do follow it up and it's a bit of a letdown. And you're afraid of what the third one's going to sound
like. But it wasn't like Green
Light.
Like. Yeah.
All those tracks
were huge.
Green Light kind of stuck. Let's be
honest.
It wasn't.
Green Light was a great.
Okay, producer Jesse, you can take it.
Great
Melodrama.
Song.
Melodrama was one of the best albums
Thank you.
Her second album is unbelievable.
I would say better than her first.
It's critically acclaimed.
Yeah, it's incredible. Mm. Yeah.
Anyway, then she wrote a book about penguins.
Yeah.
So, can't wait.
Thank you, Jesse.
You're welcome.
Not a good day for your nostalgia. The last Price Chopper in Ontario is shutting down. Let's all just take a moment there. December 20th on the Bridalwood Mall Price Chopper.
Oh, yeah.
2900 Warden Avenue. Adam, you're from Scarborough.
Is that your guy? Is that your spot?
Listen, all of my friends worked there.
Really?
Up.
Yeah.
Everybody had a job at Price Chopper except for me. I was at Chopper's Drug Mart. But Price Chopper employed every single one of my friends, and I just wanted, long may it rest. That's a wonderful brand.
So Sobeys rep said various contributing factors are considered driven by our regular assessment process and in line with our normal course of business. I don't know what that means, but I think it just meant that, like, hey, we got to close it.
Well, it sounds like corporate for, I'm not going to say a lot.
Yeah.
But I'm going to say a ton of words. How many times have you been in a Zoom meeting where you're like, this person isn't saying much, but they're saying a lot of
words.
Not
sure what happened, but you didn't do anything.
Yeah.
They should start teaching that course in university. How to just say buzzwords?
They used to, this is a history nerd thing, but they used to teach that in ancient Rome. That was
really?
Yes, absolutely. Jargon and that sort of thing was, it was supposed to be like lawyer speak.
Yeah.
But essentially it was the art of conversation. And a lot of the times it was how you could mislead your opponent on the floor.
So it was about manipulating.
Absolutely.
Wish I could have taken
that
course.
Is it all conversation about that?
Yeah, I guess that's fair. I need something from you.
Shut up.
I'm glad we're talking about history at 5:56 in the morning.
I'm just telling you.
I thought that was really interesting.
Of course, because you love history. The two of yous.
Well, sorry for trying to learn.
The two of yous. Sorry, Kato.
That's what's trending on TJ.
TJ, aren't you glad you read a book once?
Yeah,
I sure am.
I'm glad it's not Lord's book about Antarctica.
Careful, gentlemen. Careful.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
$2 million.
We don't have it.
But
if you did have $2 million and you needed to spend it on a house, you could spend it on a tiny little house here in Toronto. Or you could go 45 minutes outside of the city and buy a used up crummy motel.
I'm in.
However, it is the Rosebud Motel, which is the one from Schitt's Creek.
Yes!
15-minute drive from Orangeville, 10 units, including a two-story manager suite, and a one-bedroom cottage. It's not currently operational, but, quote, it is envisioned a new owner will renovate and reposition the existing structures as a lodging operation, boutique property, or long-term rental for families looking to spend quality time together.
So $2 million is to get the property, and then you have to put in a lot of money to fix her up.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. How much money do you think?
Well, you have to budget probably, if you're
like
looking at
two.
I mean, it's not a great looking.
It needs a lot of work is what you're saying.
$5 million.
It's not fabulous looking. Yeah.
Somebody's going to scoop that up so quickly, though, and they're going to do really well.
If you can say that it is the Rosebud, then you're good to go, right?
Yeah.
Oh, for sure.
And you know, you got to call it the Rosebud, don't you?
For sure,
How long do you think that lasts? Like, how long do you have the glow of Schitt's Creek to draw people to it? Plus, I mean, frankly, it's just in a field. Like, there's not much to do there.
So I think the interesting thing about Schitt's Creek is they kind of stopped before a lot of people knew that it had started. You know what I mean? They stopped it at like a really weird time because people are just starting to get obsessed with the show and just starting to find out and explore the show. So I think you've got quite a while on that show. I think there's a lot of longevity on that show,
Because that would mean it has like a cult-like following. Because if you look at shows that had a somewhat similar trajectory, like the one that comes to mind for me is Arrested Development.
Oh, yeah.
Or when Arrested Development was on TV, it didn't really have, a small following that were very passionate, but then when it was pulled, it wasn't until years later
that people kind of discovered it.
People figured it out, and now like Arrested Development stuff is so popular, at least in my world.
Yeah.
It's like blue.
I mean, I don't think that they're the same. It's not
the same thing as Arrested Development. Exact same.
Anyway, if you've got $2 million, it's yours.
Ava Max, 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A Beck taxi driver is being hailed a hero after rescuing a pigeon from traffic in downtown Toronto. So there's a TikTok going viral of a Beck taxi cab driver stopping his vehicle on Bay Street, just south of Yorkville. There's a pigeon kind of like bumbling around in front of him.
Staggering about.
You see him put some gloves on, walks over to the pigeon, he picks it up, walks it across the street, and puts it like right next to the building. So it doesn't just put it right on the sidewalk right when it gets there. It takes a few steps into the sidewalk, puts it down, and walks away.
Well, drunk pigeons have been a problem in Toronto.
Yep.
You feel bad because it seems sometimes like they've been dazed, right? You don't know what windows they've hit or if they've hit another car or something like that.
Yeah, how their day's been.
No, I'm serious.
No, I know.
They're
stressed, but
maybe they have a headache.
We don't know where they're at. We don't know what they've been
up to. Fight with their partner? Yeah. You just have no idea. And you
times are tough at home.
They have financial stress. You don't know what they're going through.
Absolutely.
The story reminded me of the one from a couple weeks ago where the Segway man, I don't know if you heard about this story, but the guy who rescued a raccoon and then drove away on a Segway. He held it up like, you know when you hold up a young kitten by the scruff of their neck? That's how he held the raccoon. And he let
probably
it go
for
in
the best, so the raccoon didn't maul him.
Yeah.
And that Beck taxi driver just looked so calm, cool, and collected.
Very calm.
Like, he was just like, this is what I need to do.
It was like he expected it to happen.
Yeah, he was
how Bobby was during the situation.
Well, it's time.
I believe that's part of the Beck taxi training system. You know, you have to pick up passengers, being polite, making sure you're safe.
Yeah.
Rescuing pigeons.
Yeah. It's all covered in their bird etiquette course. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Shout out to Beck. That's
you know
so
what?
Sweet.
The environmentalist taxi cab company.
Yeah.
Beck.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You know, it's interesting. The weekend's story when it comes to the Grammys has been absolutely fascinating to watch. And if you kind of missed it, the weekend has the longest running current top 10 song in history. Blinding Lights has been in the top 10 for longer than any other song that you can remember. That includes like Thriller and Like a Prayer and like just the biggest songs of all time. Not the Beatles, not the Stones, not Madonna, not Michael Jackson, not Beyonce. Nobody has ever done what The Weeknd has done.
Nickelback hasn't.
Not even Nickelback. And his album is the most streamed R&B album of all time. Not one Grammy nomination.
Not a single nomination.
Now, the background that we were sort of talking about yesterday is the fact that he is due to do the Super Bowl, which is amazing. He's doing the halftime. And there was some thought that he would be performing at the Grammys as well. And, you know, from what we'd heard from TMZ yesterday, there was sort of a deal in place. But then, obviously, when it came out that there was no nominations, we were unsure.
So, apparently the negotiations weren't going great because the Grammys said it's either us or the Super Bowl. And then they ended up figuring it out. And then, because they were so upset with him, they didn't give him any Grammy nominations.
That's the thought. Now,
and he essentially confirmed that last night, by the way, too, on his Twitter, saying, collaboratively planning a performance for weeks to not being invited. In my opinion, zero nominations equals you're not invited.
So he was actively working on a set with them while all of this was going down. Actively working on a set with the Grammys.
So it sounds like he probably won't be performing now.
Well, thing is that, you know, if you're him, do you perform and make a statement or do you just say, screw it, I'm never going back? And Drake has been on record as saying, listen, I'm not a Grammys guy.
He never goes.
He's been nominated for them. I think he's won them.
Oh,
but
yeah.
he's never gone or he doesn't go anymore. And it's because things like this happen. When you've got the biggest song in the world from one of the biggest artists in the world and it's not nominated for a Grammy, it delegitimizes your award show.
Mm-hmm.
And here's what Drake had to say on his Instagram. He said, I think we should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these award shows and just accept what was once the highest form of recognition may no longer matter to the artists that exist now and the ones that come after. It's like a relative you keep expecting to fix up, but they just can't change their ways. The other day, I said The Weeknd was a lock for either album or song of the year, along with countless other reasonable assumptions.
Mm-hmm.
And it just never goes that way. This is a great time for somebody to start something new that we can build up over time and pass on to generations to come, meaning something other than the Grammys.
Yeah. And it should, and this is the time to start something new that not only recognizes fans, but also the artist's work. And if anybody's going to start it, Drake's going to start it. I did love that comparison, though, of like, you know, that relative that you're constantly being disappointed by. And like, how long can we continue to be like, oh, those Grammys, let's start something new. And I think Drake is going to be the guy to do it.
There's only so long they could do this to the biggest artist on the planet.
Yeah,
right?
That's the thing. Like,
it's archaic.
I have hosted awards, I've done red carpets there.
Yeah.
I was down there hosting. It's a fun night.
Yeah.
But if you don't accurately reflect what's going on in music,
what's the point?
The music still exists. Yeah. You don't. And I think the Recording Academy has that backwards.
Mm-hmm.
And they better fix it up because a guy like Drake's got the resources and the brain to figure out something way better and way more relevant.
Mm-hmm.
And if I were them, I'd be a little freaked out.
I'd be scared. Rightfully so.
It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
This is a great story. Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively have donated $500,000 to Covenant House.
They're perfect, the two of them.
$250,000 to Covenant House Vancouver and $250,000 to Covenant House Toronto. Now, that organization provides help and support to at-risk youth who are fleeing physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. So it's definitely a good place to put some money. Reynolds obviously was born in Vancouver and has been a longtime friend of the charity and is using his donation as a special matching gift to encourage others to donate. Covenant House has stated.
And one of their biggest initiatives is providing safe beds to those who need it. And at this time of year, especially with COVID, very essential. So that's so nice.
These Toronto neighborhoods have dropped the most in rental prices. So maybe consider moving here. Number five, Markham has dropped 13%. Mississauga has dropped 13%. Etobicoke, 15%. Old Toronto, down 17%.
Wow.
And East York, 20% drop in rental price. Also, I say Toronto neighborhood, but you know what I mean, like GTA.
Yeah.
Wow, I'm in East York. Can I request the
You're technically East York?
Yeah.
Really?
Well, no, I'm Leslieville. East York's north.
Yeah.
North of the Danforth,
East
right?
East York's beautiful.
It is.
I lived in East York for a hot second. It was amazing.
Can I ask my landlord for like a
20% drop?
Yeah.
So here's the
thing.
Hey,
listen, the average has gone down. Can I get that back?
I have heard that some landlords are doing that.
What?
That they're actually, which is like against what they should be doing, I guess, if you want to make a business profit. But yeah, I've heard.
Well, I guess if they want to hang on to a good tenant.
Right. Yeah. And that's the thing. It's like long-time tenants. I guess they're asking, you know, can I get a little bit of a dip here? And the landlords have said, okay. So it's a brand new world, boys.
Well, it's also like a lot of these places are staying vacant for a while. Because I remember when I moved from my place in July, I lived in a pretty cool neighborhood. Mm-hmm. And those apartments used to get just swept up right away.
Yeah.
And that place sat on the market for like 3 months.
Yeah.
So like, and they dropped the price too a couple times, and still, Barack Obama has given Drake the green light to play him in the movie if, quote, the time comes and he's ready.
Incredible.
Oh, that's cool.
That's actually a really good fit. Obama said that Drake is super talented, a super talented guy, and also said, more importantly, I think my household stamp of approval. I suspect Malia and Sasha will be just fine.
Yeah, Malia and Sasha will be like, I'm okay. Yeah, yeah, sure. All right. Wicked. Yeah.
I just thought that'd be really neat.
Well, you know, has that come up? Has that been a thing that's been rumored?
No.
I'm sure a Barack movie's been rumored, but I can't imagine Drake's been.
Drake can do anything.
That's basically what he said, too. He's like, the guy can do whatever he wants. He's so talented.
Man, you watch, if you go back and watch some of his SNL skits.
Oh, he's so funny, man.
I forgot how funny. Some of them have been showing up on TikTok lately, and I'm like, oh my God, these were really funny.
Even Laugh Now, Cry Later, the video, is hilarious.
Yeah, like, it's a great video.
Really
good
sense of humor.
That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Wish he would call me.
Yeah. Well, you keep driving by his house, Jack.
I did it once.
Security guards know who you are.
They have your picture up on the security wall that said, don't let her in within 100 feet of the gate.
If you do drive by Drake's house, you will not be able to park. Put it that way. That's probably for the best,
too. The walls keep getting high.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Arguments over the holidays. These are always fun. Always fun.
Yeah, totally.
There's a top 10 list of things that people are going to fight about over each other on the holidays. Now, the thing is, this is from the States. Thanksgiving weekend in the States. And by the way, if you're listening from the United States, happy Thanksgiving.
Yeah.
My American family, shout out to you.
Buffalo babes.
So here are the things you want to avoid. You don't want to talk about these things. Politics.
Oh, good call.
I can understand that. Yeah, yeah. The pandemic.
Sure. Okay.
Long-standing family tensions.
Now bring it up. Let's air some grievances.
No.
Conspiracy theories.
Even better.
Someone's future plans.
Oh,
like,
yes.
When are you going to get married and have kids?
So is he the one?
The media. Don't you dare.
Do you know how hard that is to avoid?
Don't you dare bring up Virgin Radio. Don't you dare.
They talk about how corrupt the media is, and it's like, Mom, I am the media.
Are you the media, DJ?
Yeah, I am the media.
Yeah, I have had a few people say, oh, guys, you can't trust the media. Like, some of my friends, and I'd be like, do you know what I do for a living?
Yeah. I think
and they're
like, well,
you're
media
different.
Guys.
You're different. I'm like, how am I different?
Do you not think I'd drive a nicer car if I was corrupt?
Yeah, if I was corrupt, I would love to be making way more money than this. Guests' behavior, meaning new people to the family. So-and-so brings a girlfriend. So-and-so brings a boyfriend. Yeah.
That is a lot of fun.
And they don't know how to eat with their knife and fork the same way your family does. You keep that under wraps. You do not talk about it.
I've brought girlfriends home for things, and my mother is just brutal. She will.
Really?
There's no filter on her,
Really?
Oh, yeah.
Well, like what?
Not fun.
What kinds of things is your mom going to go in on?
Are you going to use that napkin or just look at it? She said that before.
What?
Oh, yeah. Colette
That's
is cutthroat.
That's a good line.
Colette is cutthroat. Also, like my brother has brought home partners that have chewed with their mouth open. It's been a point of contention.
Cool. Yeah, well.
Amazing.
He's dating heathens. Do not talk about money.
Yeah.
Especially if money is owed within the family.
That's all I talk about. Like, hey guys,
just a big money guy.
Statements. Let's talk.
Do not talk about cleaning up after the meal. Okay. Just do it.
Yeah.
Just do it. Clean your
section.
Such
a conversation. Yeah. Just do your thing. The fight over who's going to do the dishes too. Ugh.
And lastly, please avoid drinking too much alcohol. Mm.
My brother gave me a really good tip once that you always never want to drink the most, but second or third most is good because then you won't work your way into the most embarrassing of the night conversation, but you still had a good time.
Right. So you're the fun guy rather than the that's
you
no fun.
Oh,
man, he tried to fight the turkey.
You're not kiss the turkey.
Yeah. Come on, give us a kiss.
Wow. Your Thanksgiving seemed to be a lot more interesting.
Where's the wish?
Christmases seem to be a lot more interesting than mine. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
So, sexiest accent in the world. At least according to people that live here, right? Because our accent would be an accent somewhere else. I'm not sure if anybody else in the world considers us to have an accent when
they do.
When it comes to English?
Yeah, we've heard that we've had accents from like my family over. I have family all over England.
Mm-hmm.
And I've also heard that people in Australia find Canadian accents very sexy.
Really?
Yeah.
Even Americans find that we have an accent all over the States.
No
for
kidding.
Sure.
So
for
apparently, sure. I didn't know this, but apparently this area of North America is considered the most neutral version of English that you're going to get. So here, not necessarily the Western New York accent, like the Tanawanda.
Yeah,
but there are people that don't have that accent there. And they actually hire a lot of news anchors from this area.
Yes, yeah.
And they go, you know,
very standardized.
Because it's a very standard sort of sounding thing, right? Now, the most sexy accent in the world, according to this latest poll, is the British accent.
Absolutely, it is.
I can see it's so sexy.
French accents are often stereotyped as the world's sexiest. They came second globally with 16% worldwide. This is a worldwide vote.
Okay.
Italian accents were named third sexiest with 15%.
Oh, yes.
British accents took 25% of the overall vote. I'm a little shocked at the Spanish accent. Did not make it on there.
So yeah.
Because hallelujah, Spain.
Or Australian?
Australian, yeah. That's
so, okay,
good stuff right
I
there.
I think Australian's kind of hot for sure.
Yeah.
And especially, like, guys. Here's the thing. There's no Australians that come to Canada that are not with 80 abs attached, sun-kissed and gorgeous.
Living like, in Banff and being
hot.
Yeah,
they're in Banff, and if you go to Banff with a girlfriend and they meet an Australian guy, you're going home single.
That's just the way it is. Protect your girl before an Australian guy collects your girl.
Yeah.
It's kind of the saying in Banff.
But okay, all right. So I want to know, because there's some people who can. I have friends that like will pull off or try to pull off going to a bar, you know, when we could do that.
No.
And try to pull off that accent.
Faking an accent?
No way.
The whole night.
That's such a commitment.
It's a commitment, but it's a game, right? It's like, how long can you hold it for?
Oh, man.
Damn.
So are you guys any good?
No.
No?
I have terrible impressions.
I'm starting to pick up words from the Australian accent because we watch The Wiggles all the time at home with my daughter.
You have a Wiggles
accent now? One of the things that they do is like they've got a car or they've got a song called The Big Red Car.
Yeah.
And they're like pointing out things that they see. And one of my favorite things is they say, instead of scarecrow, they say skiacrow.
Skiacrow.
It's a skiacrow.
Skiacrow. Okay. See, even that's hot when you say that. I'm like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, you like that?
I'm scared of that scarecrow.
It gave me gooseies.
But I could say skiacrow.
Yeah. That's hot.
Now, okay. So here's the thing. I want to play the game that people play at the bar, but on the radio here.
Okay. Okay.
So here's what I need. I've got three British clips from Sam Smith, Dua Lipa, and Harry Styles.
The hottest.
We are each going to have to imitate one. Okay. But what we need at 416-872-9999 right now is a British person.
Yes.
Ooh, a Simon Cowell, if you will, to just completely take us down a peg.
In the driest British sense ever. So if you have a British accent, you are from Great Britain somewhere, we would love to hear from you at 416-872-9999 because you are going to be our British judge. Oh, we also have Miles, too.
Oh,
Miles is here.
Miles!
Miles, we'll bring you in after Dua Lipa.
Good day.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, who does the best British accent? Adam Wilde, TJ, or Jax?
It's not TJ.
I don't know if you've ever been to a bar and tried to hold an accent while you're, you know, trying to, like, pick up and be like, yeah, we're from this place, and then you hold that accent for a while. One guy that doesn't have to do that is Miles.
Woo!
Hi, Miles.
Good morning.
Miles.
So Miles is, you can catch him basically everywhere on Virgin Radio all the time, except for in the mornings.
Yeah.
So we're happy to have you on. It's nice to have you on.
What a treat. Thanks for having me.
Now, we've got, Jesse, who do we have on the phone?
Michelle.
Michelle is on the phone. Good morning, Michelle. Where are you from?
I'm originally from Shropshire.
And Miles, where are you from?
I grew up in Manchester.
Manchester. Okay. Yeah. So we got a northerner, and Shropshire's in the south, is it not?
Yes.
Ish.
No, center.
Center. Okay. All right.
Yeah.
So my next guess.
What we're going to do here is I'm going to play a Sam Smith clip, a Dua Lipa clip, and a Harry Styles clip.
Okay.
Each of us is going to have to try to imitate them.
Okay.
And it's going to be on you, Miles, and you, Michelle, to tell us how we did, okay?
Oh, no.
Okay.
All right. So.
Here we go.
Jax, because you interviewed her, you're going to get to do Dua Lipa. Are you ready?
Oh, okay.
Here we go. This is from your interview, which you can see on the Virgin Radio Toronto Instagram page.
Oh, man.
Okay.
Oh, my God. It was so much fun. We had the absolute best time ever. And
oh, my God. It was so much fun, and we had the best time ever.
That's actually not bad.
Yeah? Thank you.
I feel like I'm in a Mary Poppins movie.
I know, right?
Michelle, how do you think she did?
She did pretty good, actually.
Okay. All right. Miles is not less impressed.
It was okay.
All right.
How many Union Jacks out of five?
I'd give it 3 out of 5.
Okay.
All right. Now we're going to play Sam Smith.
All right.
TJ, this is going to be you.
I'm about to open this up. I feel like the queen. She gets these boxes every week.
I'm about to open this up. I feel like the queen.
Why are you speaking so softly?
Because I feel like I'm embarrassed.
All right, Miles.
Why did you look so scared?
Because I am scared. I have family who are English, and they'll be very mad at me that I can't mock them.
Michelle, what do you think?
It was okay.
Just okay.
Oh, she's being really nice.
It was all right.
All right, so who's in the lead right now, Jax or TJ, guys?
I'd say Jax.
Michelle?
By a scone. By a scone.
By a scone.
I do know what that is.
All right, so here's Harry Styles.
All right, Adam.
Build your upsell, too. Stars, diamonds.
Hold on. It's coming up.
If you're thinking of going solo, you should know that there are side effects. And those side effects may include.
He's tricky, Adam.
Here you go, Adam.
If you're thinking of going solo, there are some side effects. And those side effects include.
Michelle, what do you think?
Oh, no.
Because I think I won.
No, I like Jax's.
No!
Yes!
I'm pretty sure Miles would have agreed with you, but he had to go run and get on the air at the other station. So, congratulations, Jax. You win absolutely nothing.
Yay!
Hooray!
He's a proud member of the Commonwealth. Yeah. There.
Michelle, thanks for calling in this morning. We appreciate
it.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario released official guidelines for spending the holidays with your families. Doug Ford announced yesterday at his presser, we're asking everyone to please stick to your own household when celebrating. Avoid big holiday parties or large family dinners to help us stop the spread of this deadly virus. The one exception to this rule applies to the people who live alone. Such Ontario residents can, quote, consider exclusively celebrating with one additional household as a safe way to spend the holidays. Hey, Lorde is releasing a book about a trip she took to Antarctica.
Cool.
It's been 3 years since she released new music, but yay for books. Those are fun. It's called Going South, and it's available for pre-order. It's a 100-page softcover book, which features writing and photos, and it chronicles a trip Lorde took to Antarctica in early 2019. She says, the continent has fascinated me since I was old enough to read. It started to interest me again in recent years as my environmental awareness went up and up, and questions about how that changed my personal and professional footprints on Earth occupied much of my time.
I'm going to post, I'm going to take my Cuba 08 photo album, turn it into a
Adam,
poem.
Don't do it. Start.
I think, you know, I've been fascinated with the country for a long time. It's got a lot of beautiful cars. Food's a little dry.
Stop it.
And I think that a book on my vacation to Cuba in 2008,
you know,
would
at least
be illuminating.
She's keep, at least
he's keeping
busy.
Ironic.
Such a rich history.
Yes, he is.
It sounds like he's being ironic.
She's keeping busy, you know?
Yeah. Okay, listen. I respect what she's saying about the environment.
Yeah.
But are we going to pretend that anyone's that interested in this?
I just wanted to put on new
pretend?
Music. I just wanted to put on new music.
Are we going to sit here and pretend that?
I want to see Lord talk to a penguin.
Lord maybe of the she penguins. Learned.
And I want to see that chronicled in a novel.
Maybe
so,
maybe Morgan Freeman will do the audiobook.
Okay.
We can only hope. The last Price Chopper in Ontario is shutting its doors, and we all weep nostalgic tears. It's happening on Sunday, December 20th. The Bridalwood Mall Price Chopper on Warden Avenue will officially close its doors after servicing the
May
Scarborough community.
May he rest.
No less than 10 of my friends worked at that Price Chopper.
Really?
Oh, yeah. See, Price Chopper kept Sir Oliver Mowat employed. Literally.
Is this actually in your neighborhood?
Well, it's not quite that close. I mean, they all had to take the bus to it. But yeah, Price Chopper, everybody worked at Price Chopper, so it's a shame.
Can I ask you a question? And this is a safe space.
Sure.
Did you work at Shoppers because you couldn't get a job at Price Chopper?
No, I worked at Shoppers because it was right across the street from my house.
Okay.
And I was like, I was one of the lucky ones. I just walked to work. It was
I think
great.
The plot thickens.
Also, Drake and I worked there together.
He didn't work at that location.
He did?
Stop spreading
Well, we
lies.
Worked at the
Stop
same shop. Lies. We worked at the same company at the same time. We're co-workers.
Oh, how's he doing now? Yeah. You guys are still in touch?
Yeah, like, I mean, I live beside him. So.
Oh, yeah.
Do you guys right? still get invited to, like, alumni dinners and stuff?
Yeah, 100%. Yeah.
That's what's trending on TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Virgin Mornings. Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Have your parents ever asked you why you're not married with kids yet?
Every day.
Do they actually?
Yeah, I get
really?
That every
day. Do you really?
Not as much lately, to
because,
be honest,
I mean, you've got there's a lot of grandkids in your family already.
Yeah, there is, but the pressure never stops, man.
Okay.
Because they go, because I'm 28 and I have a girlfriend, and they're like, well, is this the one?
Oh,
is
this, yeah, because if you magically meet them at 28, they have to be the one.
Yeah, that's the number. That's the number.
Penelope, you know that feeling.
Oh, absolutely. My mom is totally the nagging, why aren't you married with four kids yet type, for
okay.
sure.
Okay, so tell
she
us.
She wants all the kids.
Tell us about how your mom enters into your dating life, because this is where it gets weird.
Yes, it gets a little bit complicated. During the whole pandemic, I've been just hanging out at home, mainly not really going on dates, kind of living my best single girl life, mm-hmm. right? But this whole time, my mom has been trying to get me to go out with Jack, this guy.
Okay.
She has a group of, like, spin class mom friends.
Okay.
And
spin moms.
They're always talking on Facebook about how me and Jack should date, and Jack is one of the mom's sons.
They're cycling together and cycling their Rolodex to see whose kids they can hook up. This is good. Okay, all right.
Matchmakers.
Sure, yes.
Yeah.
Symbolic, and yes, exactly. And so basically, after months of nagging, Jack and I started texting, okay, and I ended up inviting him over, and we just watch TV in order to take out, like, very low-key.
Chilling.
But my mom was hovering the entire time, and as you can imagine, it
mom!
Was... Because I used to live at home. We both kind of had that sense that we're forced into this date, and the date itself was, like, unbelievably mediocre. Like, it was like a balloon deflating. Mm. Like, not the best. And Jack ended up ghosting me and hasn't responded to my texts for about 3 weeks now.
Yikes.
But I feel like... Sorry, I'm a rambler. But I feel like...
No, it's okay.
In any other circumstance, if we had met, we'd actually get along. And I do like him, and I'm attracted to him, and he seems fun. I just feel like we had this really weird first date and just kind of terrible meeting.
So what you're saying is if your mom wasn't within 6 feet of you guys the entire time, it probably would have gone differently.
Exactly. If my mom learned how to social distance better.
What? Is it 1846? Like, does she, do we need a chaperone on the dates? Like, what?
I
don't understand.
I
don't understand how your mom doesn't know. Okay, anyway.
We don't know. Maybe Jack thought your mom was cute.
No,
I don't. Maybe Jack and your mom are crushing on each other. I like
maybe
this.
Maybe they're talking.
Let's get her on the phone. Mm,
you guys are watching too much Pornhub, both of you. neither confirm nor deny. All right, so here's the deal. Penelope, we are going to call him next, and we're going to find out whether it was you or your mom. Literally, I mean, isn't that the question we're asking?
We'll be with him.
Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
Penelope, well, I don't know how else to say this. Your mom got in the way of a date with a guy named Jack. However, she did set it up. So I feel like she had a little bit of ownership.
Yeah.
Quickly, if anybody missed the story, can you explain what happened?
Long story short, my mom has a whole bunch of friends from her spin class. One of the moms has a pretty hot son. They've been wanting us to get together for months. We went on our first date at home with my mom present, and it was awful, and now he won't text me back.
Now, something that you added to the details that you did not say last time is Jack is pretty hot.
Whoa.
Did not say that.
You're not named Jack.
You said you might
not attractive.
Yeah.
That's a rule. Have you ever met an unattractive Jack?
No, I don't think I have.
There you go.
We're going to make this call, but here's the thing. Sometimes when we make these calls, the answer can be a little hardcore. So, they can hurt. You sure you want to make this call?
I mean, that's a good point, because of course I'm thinking he's going to answer and be like, oh, I've been trapped in the ocean
terrible
for
breath.
Weeks, and that's why I haven't been able to, like, I don't know, something random, right?
Yeah,
it could just be that he's with me. But yes, no, I'm ready. I just want to know. I just want to move on.
Let's do it then. All right, let's call Jack.
Hello?
Hi there, is this Jack?
Yes, who's this?
Jack, it's Adam Wilde, TJ and Jax from 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Double Jax.
Okay, what can I do for you?
Hey man.
There apparently is a ghosting on your resume with somebody named Penelope. Is this true?
Yeah.
Yes. Okay, so we know he can tell the truth.
That's good.
Good start. Can you tell us?
I mean, are you guys more of my mom's friends? What is this?
No.
I mean,
get what he's saying. No, we're not. But we do want to know why you won't text Penelope back, although I think we just got a hint.
You know what? Okay, so I'm just, at this point, I'm going to assume that you're just looking for information from my mom. So you could just tell her what I tell everybody, okay? I'm not going to let her be right about this one, all right? For months and months, she's like, oh, you should go out with Penelope, blah, 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 right? So we finally go out. And yeah, Penelope's super chill, and she's hot, and she was right. But I'm not going to let her have that, okay? So I'm not going to let her have that one.
You know
what? You guys can just do whatever you want with that information, okay?
I kind of get it. I get it.
What?
I get what he's saying.
So just to clarify.
Yeah, you can't. No.
Because his mom told him to do something, and she was right.
Yeah, I get it. He's like me. No, no,
no,
it's
you're not gonna win this one.
Yeah, 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 it's because you're so you still have that teenage. You can't tell me what to do because you know what your mom will do, right? If it works out, you're like the wedding. The first thing she's gonna say during the speech is, "See, I hooked them up. It was me, it's mommy.
You're gonna take
mommy's
that away
got
from
you."
Her?
No, you're winning. I'm sorry. You don't want to. Nah, I'm with them.
Hang
with them.
Adam, let me just take off the petty crown.
I get it.
You and Jack are both grown ass men. Just date the person you want to date, regardless of if your mom is involved or not. Like,
you just don't want to. Sometimes you don't want to feel like your mommy set you up. Do you know
and
what I'm saying?
I'm gonna lock my door whether you like it or not.
Yeah, okay, all right. So, Jack.
I get to go to bed when I want.
So, but Jack, I mean, as much as I get you. You don't want to miss out on a good thing to spite your mom, right?
Did you hear what you just said?
I know.
And that's the team you're on.
I am a hypocrite, okay? I'm willing to own that. But if they're attractive and there's a chance you guys can both be naked together, who cares?
Yeah.
So what are we saying, Jack?
What you're saying is exactly right. I could never let her lord this over me. God forbid we get married. you almost have to get divorced for spite at that point.
Yes, right. No, yeah, do that too.
See, Mom, you financially ruined me.
Yeah. Stop living in spite.
All right. So, no, here's what we're going to do. Jack, listen. No pressure here, but we are going to offer you a second date if you would like one. It's a chance of redemption, and it's a free date. We'll pick up the tab. You and Penelope away from parents, because we understand that maybe there was a parent present on the first date. Wherever you want to go, whatever you want to do, although there isn't much to do, you can go pick up food and go for a walk or whatever it is. We'll pay the tab. Do you think you're interested?
And don't say no just to spite us.
I mean, yeah.
Yeah.
Look at that.
See,
I do it.
And now
I
you
do it.
Okay, that's great. And now you can say your mom didn't hook you up. We did. Penelope has been on the phone the whole time, by the way.
What?
Hi.
Penelope, do you want to say something to Jack?
Hi. Crazy, eh? Right? Okay. I want you to know that I hate that our moms set us up too, but I do really like you, and I am happy that we're going to go out again, and I know this is random, but maybe this will be the fun story we tell, not that our moms in spin class are, you know, obsessive.
I like these two.
I love that her voice is like, I am happy to be speaking
it is
with
your birthday.
You, yes.
These two deserve a gold medal in awkward conversation.
Yeah.
I love it. I'm so here for it. Can I have her on your next date? Because I want to be there for it.
Good luck, you two. We're excited for you.
Thanks.
So much. Virgin Mornings.
Why did you never text her back? What happened?
Ghosted.
Are you ready for the truth?
I am.
So we have a successful date.
Kind of.
Do we?
Yeah, we do.
Is this for successes now?
Listen, the communication was
no
great,
mom, all fun.
Yeah,
let's
go. No, I get it though, because you don't want your mom to hook you up. Like, it's just such a weird thing. It's sort of like, I want to own this myself. You've had everything else. Let me have this. Now, what are the text messages saying?
Someone from the 905. Everyone else is reaching my regular level of spite, and it makes me so happy.
I like that.
Yep. And another one. Can we follow up with these two? This is the cutest ghosted yet. This is not the cutest ghosted. This is very uncomfortable.
You should check them out. The Virgin Radio Toronto. You can watch this and all the other ghosteds. There are cuter ones, we promise. And juicier ones, too.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax. On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
It's Thanksgiving in the States for our American friends. So everybody listening in Western New York, good morning and happy Thanksgiving
to you.
And it's kind of fitting that it's Thanksgiving because Drake has compared the Grammys to that relative that you keep trying to fix every Thanksgiving or Christmas or Easter or whenever you see them.
I am that relative.
And they just never change. Now, this has to do with the fact that The Weeknd was snubbed in Album of the Year, Song of the Year, and many, many other categories for the Grammys. He did not get one Grammy nomination. He was going to perform at the Grammys, but obviously he wasn't nominated. So he says, I see that as a disinvite.
Yeah.
And there was, I guess, from what we understand, it seems as though there might be some punitive action. At least that's how it looks. With the Recording Academy, which runs the Grammys, and The Weeknd, because they had a very, very tense negotiation on getting his performance ready for the Grammys.
Yeah.
And I guess the thought is on his side that because they were difficult, they wanted to send a message to him that you're not the boss, you don't get to make this call, and so we're not going to nominate you for anything. So he's like, well, fine, I'm not going to perform then.
Which is so ludicrous.
Oh, it's crazy. It's crazy, considering he has the most streamed R&B album of all time and the longest serving top 10 hit in history. Not the Beatles, not Madonna, not Michael Jackson, not the Rolling Stones, not Beyonce, not anyone, not Britney Spears. Nobody has had a longer serving top 10 hit. Here's what Drake had to say about the controversy. And Drake, typically intelligent and has had his differences with The Weeknd. Boy, this is really good. He said, I think we should stop allowing ourselves to be shocked every year by the disconnect between impactful music and these awards shows and just accept that was once the highest form of recognition no longer matters to the artists that exist now and the ones that come after. It's like a relative you keep expecting to fix up,
but they can't change their ways. The other day, I said The Weeknd was a lock for either album of the year or song of the year and countless other reasonable assumptions, and it just never goes that way. This is a great time for somebody to start something new that we can build up over time and pass on to generations to come. That last part's important.
And this award show no longer serves these artists, and it no longer actually reflects positively or accurately what's going on in the music business. And it seems like they're getting more and more out of touch. I mean, this has been going on since like 2010 when it came to representation for females. Representation for black artists. It's just year after year we're constantly disappointed, and I love that metaphor for family, because you keep going back hoping, but nothing actually happens.
The thing I'd say to that is that, you know, every year you're gonna have somebody who should be in a category but just misses out on it. But when you have somebody who should win the category
sweep it.
They are snubbed.
Yes.
This is like, it's one thing where it's like, wow, this movie just got in for, like, if you're looking at the Oscars, this movie just got in as a nomination, and that's great. It was a great movie. They're not going to win, but that's awesome. But The Weeknd should have won. Should have won Album of the Year.
Hands down.
Won Song of the Year. Should have won Record of the Year. Should have won R&B Album of the Year. There's no question he should have won all of those categories. And for him not to be nominated, frankly, just makes the Grammys look illegitimate.
Yep. Well, just looking at Song of the Year, just that one category, here's the other songs that were nominated. Everything I Wanted by Billie Eilish, I Can't Breathe, If the World Was Ending, Black Parade, The Box, Cardigan, Circles, and Don't Start Now. There is a very strong argument that you can make that the song that
Five of those songs you can move.
Yes. Cardigan.
Yep. Like, we don't have to name them. No. You can move five of those songs out.
No. Let's call them all out.
The point is, the song should have won.
Yeah.
The artist should have won. The album should have won. For it not to be nominated kind of looks punitive to me.
And it's not taking away from any of the other artists' songs. These are all huge songs. Yep. Of course, they have room for them on the nomination list, but...
When the song should win doesn't make it,
it's not comparable.
There was
it's not comparable.
It does look odd. And you know what? Drake's the kind of guy that would be smart enough to start something like this.
Guaranteed.
I hope he does.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
How about some nice news for a change? Ryan Reynolds and Blake Lively just donated $500,000 to Covenant House. $250,000 to Covenant House Vancouver and $250,000 to Covenant House Toronto.
Yes.
This organization provides help and support to at-risk youth who are fleeing physical, emotional, and sexual abuse. Ryan's, of course, born in Vancouver and has been a longtime friend of the charity, and is using his donation as a special matching gift to encourage others to donate.
Don't you just get upset when perfect people continue to be perfect?
And like have been perfect for a while.
I know.
You know what I mean?
They're great.
He's batting 1,000.
I'm watching Gossip Girl for the first time right now because I've been, and Blake Lively is just delightful. Is she not?
I'm literally over here trying to talk to you about The Crown season 4.
I know.
And you're like, oh yeah, I can't find any time. It's because you're watching Gossip Girl.
I know. Listen, I just needed
you
something a little bit lighter.
You haven't finished The Office and you're over there watching Gossip Girl. Adam, I'm upset with
this.
Okay,
well.
You treat sitcoms like you treated post-secondary education. You just
drop
out like 6 weeks
in. You know what, TJ? You're right.
Listen, I'm rooting for Dan and Serena. That's all I'm saying.
Oh, yeah, same.
XOXO.
Hey, a bunch of Toronto neighborhoods have dropped in rental prices. That's no surprise. But what neighborhood has dropped 20%? So number 5
Jack's
on the list.
Neighborhood, because she lives there.
Yeah. Driving down property value, Jack Zerwin.
You're upset with me. You're lashing out because I made fun of Gossip Girl. I can feel it.
That was so bizarre.
Jack's
anyway,
weird.
What are the actual neighborhoods, though?
So these are for the GTA. Markham's down 13%. Mississauga also down 13%. Etobicoke, 15%. Old Toronto, 17%. And East York is down 20%.
That's crazy.
I love East York, too.
East York's cool. Yeah. Just north of the Danforth there?
Yeah. Beautiful.
According to Adam, if Jax moves there, I'll drop to like 23%.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I'm going to drop you.
Barack Obama just gave Drake the green light to potentially play him in a movie if
the
time comes and he's ready. In a recent interview, Obama said that Drake is a super talented guy and also said, more importantly, I think my household stamp of approval. I suspect Malia and Sasha would be just fine with it.
I think they'd be pretty thrilled. Yeah. That'd be kind of cool, Drake playing your dad.
Yeah,
that's
that'd
cool.
be pretty neat. You Although, based on how you think of your parents, it might give your parents too many cool points, right?
I think that
if
they're past
Barack
that.
Obama,
yeah, if your dad's Barack
cool.
Obama, you're screwed.
Yeah, but he's still your dad,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I guess, but he's Barack Obama.
Yeah, that's pretty cool. Yeah. That's what's trending up, TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Okay, so we're going to get out of here.
and we have been glued to CP24 this morning.
It is
watching
incredible.
This barbecue guy. So basically, it was really funny about an
barbecue
hour ago.
Guy. Barbecue guy.
They so the Toronto Public Health, I guess, got in, changed all the locks.
Adamson Barbecue,
and,
yeah.
And
yeah.
Cam Woolley's outside. And he's doing his live hit.
It's
and
tremendous.
He's like, well, he's like, the owner's walking in right now. And you can see him, the owner's walking in. And Cam's doing the narration. He's like, yeah. He's walking in right now. But Toronto Public Health has actually changed the locks. So we're not quite sure how we'll get in. First door the guy goes to, yeah. Unlocks it, pops in. And he's like, oh, that must have been a combination yeah. lock. So
and this
the poor
is
Cam dog there.
TV.
He's like, just there trying to commentate. And the guy.
It's a mess.
You feel for small business owners, but this guy seems to be a little bit. Off the deep end.
Loosey goosey.
Yeah. It's Virgin Radio.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.